Brothers and sisters cause each other pain, from pulled hair to betrayed confidences. But commentator Aaron Freeman may have caused his sister more pain than most.
I caused my sister's brain tumor, I hope. The tumor has devastated her life. She suffered withering headaches for more than a decade. By the time the tumor was identified on MRI, it was the size of a tennis ball. My sister named it Spalding. Spalding pressed the frontal lobes of my sister's brain against the inside of her skull. It lowered her IQ by 30 points and causes life-threatening seizures. Spalding surrounded and crushed her olfactory nerve. It cost my sister her sense of smell and much of her taste. I want Spalding to be my fault. I would love to be proven the tumor daddy. I would dance like an 18-year-old on Jenny Jones whose paternity test came back negative. Here's how we hope it happened. Decades ago, I was 7 years old and enamored of the Green Hornet's loyal sidekick, Kato. I fancied myself, like Kato, a kung fu master. I remember being into kung fu. I do not remember kicking my sister in the head. I'm told the kick was hard enough to affect her vision. I remember her going to the Illinois College of Optometry for treatments of amblyopia, lazy eye. I remember her doing endless, tedious exercises, retraining the eye to move normally up, down, side to side. I do not remember kicking her. I can't recall whether I kicked her head in anger or play or was demonstrating imagined expertise. But she remembers. Our mother remembers. And I have no doubt that 7-year-old I kicked my sister in the head. The kick might not have birthed Spalding. Science is not certain what causes hers or any brain tumors. But there is some reason for hope that I'm responsible. The tumor pressed against her right eye, and I kicked her on the right side of her head. She also surveyed members of her online brain tumor support group, and many of them reported childhood head trauma. But the reason my sister and I and everyone who cares about me want hope and insist on believing her tumor is my fault is that according to the latest theory, there are two causes of my sister's type of brain tumor. One is, as we hope, head trauma, karate-induced or otherwise. The other possibility is that the genes that produce the tumor are in the same gene set that leads to breast cancer, which we massively don't hope. Nonetheless, my sister's therapist thinks she must have issues concerning my likely contribution to her misery. She says she does not. She notes that 7-year-old me and his 46-year-old successor have little in common save genes and memories. That's a great comfort to me. Further, that I want to have caused my sister's tumor is so weird and ironic that I am gentle in my self-torment. There's no way to know exactly what caused my sister's brain tumor. God's limitless humor decrees I must now hope against my own heart for a slice of guilt that I overwhelmingly do not want. Except that I do. I want to have caused the brain tumor. Absolutely. And if we prove her brain tumor is my fault, I'll sue the Green Hornet.
Aaron Freeman, journalist and comedian, lives in Chicago.